TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
What is up? A very happy Wednesday morning to you. My name is Greg DeMarco, and this is the Wednesday morning edition of Chair Shot Radio. This is actually not the initial Wednesday morning edition of Chair Shot Radio. Thanks to a corrupt file and some other things, I had to do this recording. And so, therefore, I'm doing it on Tuesday night in between the recordings of the Greg DeMarco show. Oh, excuse me. The Babyface Heel podcast and the Hashtag Miranda show, which means I am not alone. I am, of course, joined by, she just look up from her phone in a look of surprise when she realizes I'm about to say her name, the queen of soft style herself, Miranda Morales.
Hello.
Welcome to Chair Shot. What is so important? No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking, but
my notes? That's what I'm trying to, he thinks it's something like, you know, not paying attention. I'm just looking at my notes.
No, I get it. I do.
I'm a professional.
You are, yes, the most professional podcaster. Yes. I could really fire Andrew Blaz for saying that to you once on air. But I won't because
he's
we need
so
the guy.
Mad when other people give me nicknames.
We need the guy. Well, I don't get mad when other people give you nicknames because no one will ever come close. Like, literally, no one will ever come close. Look, a poster was handed to me on Saturday with a slogan that is thanks to you. So I don't even want to hear it about the nicknames because you've managed to catch up, at least start to catch up in a little bit. Although local professional wrestler Pete the Heat gave me a nickname that I will forever cherish for the rest of my life.
Yes,
that
he. I'm going to listen to this week's Hashtag Miranda show because I will be using that name so much.
I will. So on the Hashtag Miranda show, I will say the nickname that Pete the Heat gave me backstage at one part. And I've said it a million times, and I might change one of my bios to it just because it made me smile. And he said it because I was smiling. So that's neither here nor there. This is Chair Shot Radio. This is the Wednesday morning edition of Chair Shot Radio, part of the Chair Shot Radio Network, which you can hear at thechairshot.com. Go follow at Chair Shot Media. Of course, Chair Shot Radio is sports entertainment and sports entertainment and so much more. Today we're talking sports entertainment, which we will get into. As you know, 7 days a week we do Chair Shot Radio each and every day. A big thank you to everybody. Our February numbers were up over our January numbers, which you know doubled our December numbers. So this just continues to grow and grow and grow, and I'm so excited about that. So thank you all for being a part of that. These are quicker hits. These are a lot of fun topics that we'll talk about here in a little bit. I am at Chairshot Greg on all of your forms of social media. It's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook tends to be a mix of things that a lot of IZW. Twitter tends to be me talking to people and calling them idiots. And then Instagram tends to be, I don't want to say the good stuff, but it's the good stuff, right? It's fitness, it's health, it's all that stuff, plus some wrestling in there too. So what I'm saying is you can follow me on all three, and you should, because it's all different, and it's all good. So appreciate you guys doing that and being a part of all of that. You already heard Miranda talking. She is on Instagram. She is on Facebook. She is not on Twitter because she's a Twitterless heroine. She's at the hashtag Miranda Miranda. Thank you for filling in for the show that is now in the vault because of a file issue. And it'll be better because of this. So that is
also true because I'm here.
Exactly.
So you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, and you're welcome. That's all that matters. So,
take the fish.
Now, because I'm recording it this way, I actually have access to sound bites, but I try not to do too many of them because time is an issue today. Yes. Started late, and then, of course, Patrick was Patrick, although that show ended early. And then then we had to put in this little bonus thing for us here, although it's not Miranda's first go-around on the new format of Chair Shot Radio, but this will be a lot of fun. So, before we go any further, Miranda, normally I would do this, but I would love to take the opportunity to step aside and let the professional do it. So I'm going to wind it up. We don't really wind it up on this show. I'm going to wind it up, and then you want to take it away?
Absolutely.
It's time!
Yes, it is indeed time for you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, where you can get your very own Chairshot t-shirt today. And special news, there is a sale going on at prowrestlingtees.com through March 8th. It is their Merch Madness sale, where if you use the promo code MADNESS, you can get 20% off your entire order. That means that you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, and you can get discounts on any shirt that you buy. That means you can spend a few extra dollars and order your shirt in soft style, which is the best style, and you'll be saving money. So there you can find multiple Always Use Your Head t-shirts, the OG Chairshot logo, hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling, the hashtag Journalism t-shirt, many, many more. Of course, the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt, and Everybody Hates Greg. All of those t-shirts are available at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. T-shirts start at $19.99. And again, there's a sale, so if you use the promo code MADNESS before March 8th, you'll get 20% off your entire order. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot today.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So today's topic, I'm used to saying this week because I'm not on a daily show.
I know. Nobody's on it. It's never a daily show. I don't do this 7 days a week, Mike.
Same, yes, that exactly.
But I do the Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning edition. But you're right, today's topic. You're correct.
Today's topic, yes. So this is an extension of something that we talked about last week on the Babyface Heel podcast. And it is Mr. Bob Lashley. Yes, Bob, Robert, right. Bobby, however you'd like to call him. Apparently the right one is Bob. Bob Lashley.
As evidenced by our Instagram exchange that people, you'd have to see both of our stories, whatever. It was out there.
Yes.
Follow us both. It'll make sense.
So in last week's episode of the Babyface Heel podcast, we talked about Bobby Lashley earning the opportunity to face The Miz for the WWE Championship, and really his journey to getting to this point in his career, and ultimately what we all believed was going to happen, which did end up happening, beating The Miz to become the WWE Champion, and now seemingly going into a program in the future with Drew McIntyre. But I wanted to talk about this because of my excitement of the way that it happened, and especially happening on Monday Night Raw. That was something that I, in particular, really wanted to see happen, because it's been a rarity to have a championship match on Raw, and especially one where you have the title change. I feel like there's been such a great setup. I mean, it's been the long game with Bob Lashley, in his involvement with the Hurt Business, and now this new title reign. It's very suiting and fitting for him at this point of his career. And also just, you know, what I think the title scene needs right now. We've had it dominated by Drew McIntyre for over a year, or just about a year, as we head to WrestleMania season. But, you know, I'm really happy with this. I feel like it's such a great move for the company. It's a great move for the WWE Championship picture. And, you know, it's someone who you've seen him come in and out of WWE, even just him coming back into the fold the second time, going through some crazy ass storylines to the point where once the Hurt Business came together, it fit. And it made sense, and it's been able to do wonders for not only the careers of Bobby Lashley, but MVP, Shelton Benjamin. It's been amazing. So it's been something I'm very excited about. I think it's a great move by WWE. I'm very excited to see where this leads. I'm interested, Greg, in your thoughts on Bob Lashley being our new WWE champion.
I'm thrilled that Bob Lashley is the new WWE champion, and it's so funny because we think we know when someone's there. We think we know when somebody's ready. We think we know when someone is in the right spot, and we always feel like this person should be world champion, this person should be world champion, but Bob was really truly ready right now. Mm-hmm. And they had him positioned to be the world champion, and they had him positioned to make that step up. And it's interesting because he held the TNA Impact Wrestling world title 4 times. And there was a time where he did that linked with MVP. Like, it's just so interesting that MVP has been a part of this. I don't know. I don't remember when Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin won the Raw Tag Team titles. If it was in 2020, late 2020 or early 2021. I can't remember, to be honest with you. It was probably at TLC, if I had to guess. But MVP might be the best manager going today. Like, yeah, literally, he might be. And the Hurt Business, I mean, it started during the COVID era when they needed content, and like badly needed content, when we were testing people. We didn't know what the hell was going on. And if you criticize WWE for it, I don't want to hear it, because no one knew what was going on. Hindsight is 2020, and it's so easy to criticize now, but no one knew what the hell was going on. But the Hurt Business was formed. And remember when they dominated Raw Underground, they did all this stuff. But the Hurt Business has resurrected the career of Shelton Benjamin, saved the career of Cedric Alexander.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And made Bobby Lashley a world champion. Mm-hmm. And those three things may not have happened without Montel Vontavious Porter starting the Hurt Business and leading the Hurt Business. And remember, he was brought in as a producer, made an appearance in the Royal Rumble last year, the 2020 Royal Rumble in Houston, that no one saw.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Coming. And who the hell could have imagined where we'd be today? And now Bobby Lashley is the WWE champion. And I love it. I absolutely love the fact that Bob is the WWE champion. And I don't care if he loses in 6 or so weeks at WrestleMania. I don't.
No.
I have not a care in the world if he loses to future WWE Hall of Famer Drew McIntyre, because that is you can never take that away from Bobby Lashley. Mm-hmm. You can never take away being, depending on what you believe, either the second or third African-American to be WWE champion in that company. I want to say, depending on what you believe, some people say yes to The Rock, some people say no to The Rock. I'm just going to say third, because far be it from me to take that away, right? So even the third African-American individual to win the WWE championship, I mean, that is just inappropriate, number one. Shouldn't be that way. And we should count Booker T having won the World Heavyweight Championship, and I don't know why we don't, but we really should. And that in of itself is amazing, but Bobby Lashley is going to go on and possibly be in one of the WrestleMania main events. And look, he had a huge role in like WrestleMania 24, where he wrestled Umaga, and we had Vince McMahon and Donald Trump involved in all of that. And that's, you know, we're talking about 13 years ago at this point. Like, Bobby Lashley has been a star for a long period of time. But for him to get this accomplishment and for that to happen at this time frame, I have zero bad things to say about it. Even the manner in which he won, like, he was dominant, and it's what it needed to be. I can't complain about Bobby Lashley winning the world title in the way he did, because he absolutely deserves it. And what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we never even thought it was possible.
No. And on a previous episode of the Hashtag Miranda Show, we talked about a series of wrestlers who left and came back to the WWE, and he was one of them. And of course, at this point, just a few weeks ago, he was still riding high on, you know, aligning himself with the Hurt Business. But to see where he left, I mean, you talked about his time in Impact. That really was the first time that I think a lot of fans truly saw him as a main eventer. because of the way that Impact Wrestling utilized them. And again, I don't think Impact ever really gets the credit that they deserve in building stars who leave the WWE, and then WWE gets an interest in them because, you know, Impact does a great job of building them to a main event caliber. But I also, kudos to the way that it was done. I mean, we had a week-long reign for The Miz as WWE champion, which, again, that's something none of us thought would happen, but a huge surprise. And it was a great way to build the story that the Miz made a deal with the devil in MVP and got to be champion, but at what cost? You know, using his Money in the Bank briefcase that he in turn kind of stole from, you know, Otis, to then, you know, win the WWE championship. I mean, there's a lot of good storytelling. Some of it was the long game. Some of it was, you know, put together in just a matter of weeks. And it was one of the better things WWE has done in quite some time. So when they do it right and it works, damn, does it work. And I don't think they get enough credit for that.
We're going to go to commercial real quick, and I've got a question for you about the flip side of this, and then that'll do it for Chair Shot Radio. We'll be right back. Maybe. There we go.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore. Everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Again, thank you for supporting all our sponsors, listening to our commercials. It does wonders for us here, as this is, you know, these things don't just happen. These things don't just grow on trees. So we always appreciate you guys supporting every little bit of that. Miranda, quick question for you regarding the flip side of this topic, and that's The Miz. I've seen some sentiment out there that this was a waste of a cash-in, that The Miz deserved a longer run, and all of that. Thoughts on that side of the thing? Thoughts on The Miz's side of this coin?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think anyone has thought Miz as a credible champion in quite some time. And also, you think about the briefcase. I mean, already there was speculation as to, or thoughts as to, if it was being wasted or not when it was given to Otis, when Otis won it. You know, so I don't think anyone, one, would have believed Otis was going to have a successful cash in. And for a while, we didn't even think he'd cash in it at all, you know. So, I mean, I think that this was a better utilization of the briefcase with Miz in this way than it would have been with Otis. And, you know, I get a week-long reign is not ideal for anyone. But when you think about where The Miz is in his career, too, I mean, even his first title reign was all just a ploy to help build up Rock versus Cena. Like, that is just where I see it. And his first reign had a lot to...
The WrestleMania portion of his reign.
Yes, the WrestleMania portion of his reign.
That reign started like the November of before, so it definitely wasn't about... you know, Cena versus
Well, even Rock. Then, when you think about it, though, like how long they've been planning this out, like you said,
yeah,
you know, WWE is all about long-term planning. So I think it's also going back, you know, very possible that.
Well, yeah, they set up Cena versus Rock the day after WrestleMania, you know, 27 is when they set up Cena versus Rock.
So going back to, I don't think it's a bad utilization of a cash-in compared to what it could have been. Like, absolutely, it would have been a waste if Otis kept it. Period, because you weren't going to have Otis win. At least in this context, you actually had a successful cash-in. You had somebody win, and you utilized the briefcase in the exact way that us as fans like for it to be used, a surprise, out of nowhere, you know, spontaneous. And so when you think about it, it has all of the elements of a good cash-in.
It does, and it led to two. It led to The Miz winning and Bob Lashley winning.
Yeah, like, exactly, because you knew Drew McIntyre wasn't going to, you know, he was going to beat Drew McIntyre. That's WrestleMania. That's later on. But you have now Bobby Lashley as champion because Miz was champion. Like, there is a sequence.
You needed one.
This.
Yeah, you needed one to have the other. Here's the other thing, too. Like, people are talking about, oh, The Miz deserves to be able to defend the belt at WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. Dude, The Miz is going to wrestle Bad Bunny at WrestleMania. Like, I'm sorry, everybody, all the purists out there who are going to hate this. That's at least equally as important as wrestling for a title at WrestleMania. Like, Bad Bunny, the top four of the top five merchandise selling items in WWE Shop this year are Bad Bunny. Like, the mainstream media attention that you'll get from wrestling Bad Bunny is huge. And that has The Miz written all over it. So don't come at me with this is a waste of you know, he should be in the I've seen people suggest it should be a triple threat at WrestleMania, giving The Miz that shot. The Miz would turn that down. The Miz would say no. The Miz would tell you that he needs to be in the ring with Bad Bunny at WrestleMania because that's where the money's at. So I just can't buy into the things that people are saying about that because I just don't believe that it's true at all. I think that The Miz is exactly where he should be for WrestleMania 37 in the match of Damian Priest and Bad Bunny. And who knows, possibly Booker T if Hector Garza stays involved as well. So, or Angel Garza, excuse me, wrong. Old name, not new name. My bad. So, I just solidly behind everything that they've done right now. It's the road to WrestleMania, and sometimes you get these surprises on along the way, and that's a good thing, in my opinion. A very, very good thing. Miranda Morales, of course, this is coming out on Wednesday. We're talking all about the exploding barbed wire death match later today on the Babyface Heel podcast. People can hear that. And what are we talking about on the hashtag Miranda show that people will hear on Thursday?
Yes. So it's a passion project episode where Greg and I are going to be talking about Impact Zone Wrestling, IZW. That is the promotion that both Greg and I work for at on all of that stuff. Here in Arizona, we just recently had one of our biggest shows of the year, Monster, this past Saturday, February 27th. And so we're going to be talking more about that in independent wrestling and what it's like on the independent wrestling scene and really the behind the scenes of an independent wrestling show. It's, you know, something that we're both very passionate about and is a core element in kind of our wrestling fandom. And I think it's just interesting as, you know, people who want to get some more insight on independent wrestling and behind the scenes of it. So, because we're going to talk about it either way, you know, it just is what it is, but it's going to be a great episode. So if you are interested in independent wrestling or just learning about Impact Zone Wrestling, IZW, make sure you listen to this week's hashtag Miranda show.
Absolutely, gonna be a lot of fun. I'll reveal a few things as I did on Chair Shot Radio as well. If you haven't heard the Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio, definitely do so. It'll be very complimentary and goes along with, that's the definition of complimentary, by the way, people, goes along with the hashtag Miranda show you're gonna hear on Thursday. So check that out. Until then, of course, this is the Wednesday morning edition of Chair Shot Radio. Thursday, you've got Ray Cash and Mags. Friday, PC Tunney. Saturday, Christopher Platt, Andrew Belaz. Sunday, Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar. Monday's PC Tunney. Tuesday wraps right back around to me, Greg DeMarco. I'm on social media at ChairShotGreg. You can find Miranda at the hashtag Miranda. You can find the website at ChairShotMedia, prowrestlingtees.com/theChairShot. Use that promo code MADNESS. Pick up a ChairShot t-shirt. Until then, of course, two reminders. Miranda's going to give you reminder number one, and I will give you reminder number two. Miranda, give him reminder number one.
What is reminder number one?
It's how you would, it's what you would say at the end of your show.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, reminder number one is to make sure that you always keep it soft style.
And reminder number two, to make sure that you always use your head.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.